If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. And you know, you would have to be under a rock to not think, by the way, BizTalk Radio, BizTalkRadio.com, to not think that the 90s were such a critical period. CNN has been devoting the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, They're looking at it. It seems what's old is new, and to help us understand how powerful and influential that time period is, Telly Davidson. Telly is with us today, and he is the author of Culture War and How the 90s Made Us What We Are Today, whether you like it or not. And it's nice to have you with us, Telly.
It's so nice to be here, Frankie. It's so wonderful to be on your show.
So, but what is it about the 90s that, I mean, the minute 90s music, it just seems like that decade, and I scratch my head.
It's making a comeback, and when I was a teenager and very young adult at the time, I never thought that it would. It was a very interesting kind of journey writing the book. And I started working on it when I was with the agent at the time, a lady named Tony LaPopolo, who was the assistant head over at, she worked at Bantam and a number of major publishing houses, after I came off of a different project. And the reason why is, at the time, this was in about 2013 when I started writing the book, just after Obama had been reelected, and we were thinking of that there had been books about the 60s, certainly about the hippie era and the civil rights era. There had been books about the 70s. There had even been a couple of books about the 80s. But there had never been anything about the last decade of the century. And I thought that's really when the internet broke open. And that's really when indie film and what we think of as, you know, tabloid and reality TV broke open. And like you said, 24-hour cable, CNN, Fox News, and
yeah,
went back a little earlier, but that's what, when it really took off. And I thought that when you look at the political climate and the culture of today, so much of it goes back to then. And at the time, we all knew Hillary was going to be the nominee, but we didn't know that Trump was going to be, whether you were for him or against him, the nominee. But when that was taking place while I was finishing the book, I thought, wow, this really is the reality TVization of politics that really started when Clinton went on, you know, the Arsenio Hall show and Saturday Night Live and MTV.
Yeah, yeah.
Which no one... Nixon did laugh in, like, once, I think. But, I mean, nobody in the political world, there used to be an iron curtain between politics and entertainment and between serious news and, you know, O.J. Monica Lewinsky-type tabloid news.
Well, it's so interesting that you say that, because the O.J. story is still, I mean, we are just fixated. I can't get over this story. It has legs that I never even thought were there.
Yeah, you just have the mini series, and now it looks like he's up for parole, from what I hear
parole was granted. Yes, parole was granted, and now he will be free October 1st. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens next. But we are obsessed with this man. Do you know that the Ford Bronco, the white Ford Bronco from the chase, is now, someone said it's some collector or something, it's worth $1 million. A Ford Bronco is worth $1 million.
You know, I wish that surprised me, but I wrote this book. It was very much of a TV and film critic, which is my background, look at the, it was very much of a culture writer's look back at the decade. So it's, even if you're not into politics, it's very much into, you know, film, television, music, the popular culture of the time, and how it comes into now. And I've heard the craziest stories, like that someone put a pair of Shia LaBeouf used underwear on eBay, and someone put a half-eaten breakfast of, I think, like Scarlett Johansson once, and it some studio stuff. And the worst was Michael Jackson's deathbed. Got auctioned off to some collector, and it's like, who collects these things?
Right.
it's amazing. I do remember at the time, I was a teenager, when the SUVs, you know, like Range Rovers and Jeeps and all that, were just sort of coming in, but boy, did they take off after OJ. You had the Lincoln Navigator come out, and the Chrysler Escalade, and it was like everyone was driving.
Yeah, they were. Everybody was driving it. Tell me what your thoughts are on today's movies, and let's look at today's movies, and then let's look at the movies of the 90s.
Well, I think the big go back there was that independent film or indie film, as we think of it now, and as a millennial would think of it, or even a Gen Xer would think of it, which I'm sort of right on the borderline between the two, that was sort of invented in the very, very late 80s and early 90s with things like Clerks and Spanking the Monkey and Reservoir Dogs and Sex, Lies, and Videotape and Do the Right Thing and all that that came out of Sundance. And before that, when people thought of an independent film in like 1975 or 80, they were thinking of things like Prom Night and Friday the 13th and the Toolbox Murders and blaxploitation films. They were thinking of like Roger Corman. They weren't thinking of anything intellectual or prestigious or anything like that. And what you saw then is that you have the sort of the heirs of the new Hollywood era in the 70s, the next generation of that came out of indie film, and all of today's A-list directors, Paul Thomas Anderson, David O. Russell, and so forth, came out of that scene. And that's when it came in reaction, because in the mid to late 80s and the 90s was when the real franchise sequel, you know, the such and such part 2, part 3, part 4 really took off, which you now see comic book films, and a lot of the roots go back very much into that era of what we think of films today. The film industry, you have these very personal, you know, Manchester by the Sea, Moonlight films, where they have either no-name stars or they have stars doing it on, you know, on a waiver or on low salary to have this meaty role. And then you have the, you know, the Avengers and Wonder Woman and Spider-Man and all these popcorn blockbusters.
Right.
It was that sort of half and half. The one big difference is when you think think of in like 1994 when you had Forrest Gump and Pulp Fiction, and I think Schindler's List was the year before that, or like 99 and 2000 when you had, God, you had Magnolia, American Brockovich, Traffic, Requiem for a Dream, all of these, you know, real classics that really stand the test of time, even alongside the greats of Hollywood, and they all had name cast, name directors, big budgets, without being set up for franchises or sequels. And you really don't see that today, except in the sort of pseudo indie films like Manchester
right.
and Mike and such.
We just heard on the news today that Wonder Woman is going to be become a sequel because it was such a huge hit, and the first female director will be doing it as well. So that's going to be very exciting.
I think that's great that it has a director, and yeah, totally. But it almost had to have a sequel.
Hey, Telly, we're almost out of time. This has been so great catching up from the 90s with you, but tell us how we can get your book and your website and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm on Twitter.com at Telly, T-E-L-L-Y, just like Savalas Davidson. And you can get the book on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. It's Culture War, published by McFarland. Culture War, Telly Davidson. You can look it up at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Telly. And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio.
Thanks.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey, founder of Super Good Stuff. They are the makers of functional products, products that we need to function better in the world. One of those products is an MSM formula. And Keith, it is such a powerful formula. What exactly is MSM and who needs it?
MSM, as far as I'm concerned, is the third most powerful product in the world. The reason for that, it's 34% sulfur, and sulfur is the third most used chemical in the body, and it helps with hair, nails, skin, knees, back, joints. It works on everything in the body. As I said, it's the third most powerful product in the world.
For more information about the MSM that Super Good Stuff makes, contact them directly at 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. Supergoodstuff.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. And while we're waiting for our guest, C.J. Box, number one best-selling author, by the way, I just have to tell you that I had this observation watching yesterday's late afternoon baseball game. And even though the Red Sox lost against the Angels, and by the way, I've been to Angel Stadium several times. We have, when I go out for my big trade show, which is called Expo West, with about 85,000 other people that I connect with in the natural products industry, just a few of us that plow into Anaheim. One of the wonderful venues is on Friday evenings at the Angel Stadium. Is a group called the Vitamin Angels. And Angel Stadium has been so gracious. They let us into the clubhouse and we have the event there, and then we go outside to the seats and we go on the field, and it's just such a fun event, and it's a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous stadium. It really is beautifully done. And the Vitamin Angels is a group that provides nutrients to mothers and babies all over the world, including the United States. And it is a wonderful organization. When you go to Walgreens, they will, when you buy vitamins, they will give you they will put money toward the Vitamin Angel Foundation. When you go to the vitamin shops, they will also donate and do different events. Andrew Lessman, who is one of the biggest supplement companies in the country, gives millions of dollars worth of product, natal care products to the Vitamin Angel. So the Vitamin Angels are wonderful, wonderful group, and I have had the pleasure of being at Angel Stadium with Tommy Lasorda years ago at a breakfast that he ran. It was a wonderful experience being there with him, and then I've been numerous times for the Vitamin Angels. But I want to get back to the baseball game. So the Red Sox were playing the Angels yesterday afternoon. It was a late afternoon game, 3:30 Eastern time, and one of the things that was so interesting to me was how quickly the game went. Phenomenal pitching on both sides, phenomenal pitching, and the game was the quickest game I have seen in years. I think by 10 of 6, the game was over. It was like a record-breaking game in terms of time-wise. Now, we as Red Sox fans last week had two. One was a almost six-hour game with the Yankees. 6 hours. Can you imagine a baseball game? 6 hours? And then another game that we went into overtime, extra innings, that went 5 hours and change. And I find the fact that baseball games are so long and so, I mean, you can understand why people are bored with baseball and the ratings are down and no one really wants to get into the games like they used to because of the fact that every few pitches, the catcher comes out to the pitcher. And, you know, the players themselves, when they're up at bat, the rituals that they have to go through. And I love David Ortiz. We all love David, but he was the worst. I mean, he really took his slow time, but they all do now. Everybody takes their time. It's like, we have nothing else to do. Let's just take our time. Let's just smack our hands. Let's Velcro and un-Velcro our gloves. Let's just do all of these things with our feet. I mean, let's just do this. Well, the game yesterday was so smooth and flawless. It was fabulous. This is where the protocol should be. This is where we should have the standard to be, that baseball games should not be more than 2.5, 240, 250, the most. That is enough. It is enough. You know, basketball, when it's overtime, it's very exciting, it's fast-paced, but we're not talking about that with baseball. We're talking about 9 innings that are going on forever because of all of the side and the challenges and am I going to challenge? And it's supposed to be done in 30 seconds whether or not the opposing team wants to challenge a play. And they're not abiding to that rule. So I think that baseball has a long way to go. And I think that it's one of those sports where if they don't do something radically different soon, they're going to lose even more of an audience. They really are. Listen, there isn't anything more fun. And I have to tell you, I met a lovely couple in my neighborhood going to that Yankee game that was almost 6 hours, 5 hours and 50 minutes. They were so excited. It was their first time going to Fenway Park. It was their first time in Boston. They were very excited couple and hardworking couple. They've saved, they really were looking forward to it. And I'm so excited for them that they got every inch of their money's worth at that game. I was thinking of them as they were sitting in the stands, and I'm sure that they were probably one of the last to leave for that game. But for the most part, going to a baseball game, whether it be at the Angels or Fenway Park or Camden Yards, which is just another gorgeous ballpark that I've had the pleasure of being in, whatever it may be, there is a wonderful flavor and wonderful experience of being at the ballpark. You can't take it away. You really cannot. But when you get into games that are 3.5, 4 hours long just to play a game, 5 hours, almost 6 hours, it's enough already. Enough, enough, enough. Anyway, that's just my take on baseball and the length of the games. We will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
Stop. what's keeping me awake. My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Joining us today is our good friend John Willard from Willard Water. And John, nice to have you back as always. We were talking last time about the many uses of Willard Water, and I don't think we've talked about the skincare line that developed in Asia, and it's a fascinating business story. And if you wouldn't mind, just sometimes it's just the connections in life, but if you can share a little bit about that story, I think it's a real fascinating story.
Sure, sure. As you said, we have, we of course do business all over the world. We've been in business 43 years. And the unique thing about the catalyst is that it does affect cellular absorption on a number of different levels. And one of them is it affects the absorption of moisture on skin cells, not only the absorption, but the retention of it. And so in the early 1990s, we developed a relationship with some Japanese businessmen, and they formed a cosmetic line. They called Dr. Willard's, they called skincare. They prefer not cosmetics, but skincare. And they have about 26 or 27 different products that all have our Willard Water in them. And the reason for that is because the Willard Water helps the products better get into the cells. So if they have moisturizers, for example, or anti-aging creams or whatever, they put them in because the Willard Water helps it get into the skin cells a little better.
And the Asian women are paying about $150 for the spray, and you guys are charging $15. There's just something that just doesn't make sense here.
Yeah, well, it was the business relationship we have with them, of course, started many decades ago at a time when there wasn't the internet. And so what their goal was to develop a high-end cosmetic line, a line that would give the premium skincare to the women in Asia, or to women in Japan specifically. And so all their products are really expensive, and they felt like it would be a bit incongruous if they had a product that was $12 right next to a product that was $100. And and especially if they consider that the Dr. Willard's is the key ingredient. And so they charge for their spray, they charge $120 for what we charge now $15 for here. It's the exact same thing, but it's designed to be sprayed on the face prior to the application of the cosmetics,
right.
And it helps the cosmetics go into the skin, or the skincare, I should say, the moisturizers go into the skin better.
Well, I have to tell you that I've been using it, and I love it. It really does help the product seep in better into the skin. You know, it's that cellular protection and intracellular effect that these Willard Water products do that help with us. And of course, I drink my Willard Water, and you know, that to me is like a very important piece.
Yes, one of the things I love about the different product lines that we have is that, you know, as I've always said, when you drink Willard Water, it's not suddenly going to turn you into Wonder Woman or Superman. But we do know through fairly extensive studies what it does to cellular absorption of nutrients and vitamins, particularly, I suppose you would expect, water-soluble vitamins. We see a very significant increase in water-soluble vitamin absorption and utilization. We also see it with antioxidants, particularly things like turmeric. Turmeric sees a very big spike in absorption in the cells when it's paired with Willard Water. So if you're drinking Willard Water, your turmeric's going to get absorbed a little better and utilized better. But the thing it does is you don't really feel that. You don't feel a huge difference. Just like when you take a vitamin or some other type of supplement, you may not feel hugely different. And so one of the things I like about the products like the skincare lines and the plant products is that it's very easy for people to see the effects immediately. It makes it a little bit easier for people to understand what the product itself is doing to them internally or to appreciate what it's doing with their cells internally.
Your grandfather, he really created this catalyst water, and he was a scientist at Purdue, and you know, we're all fascinated by dinosaurs, of course, and his theory about the dinosaurs is which he came up with years ago, decades ago, leads us to the road of Willard Water today.
Yes. He didn't actually set out to develop something like what we have today in Willard Water. He actually became interested in lignite. Lignite is basically fossilized plants from the dinosaurs' age. These plants would sink to the bottom of a swamp or a peat bog, and over time they would fossilize and they would become lignite. And he began to notice when he moved his family to the Black Hills of South Dakota in the mid-1940s, he began to notice that game trails in the Black Hills ended up at lignite deposits. And then he also noticed that a lot of local farmers and ranchers were giving the ashes of their coal-fired stoves to their pigs. And he thought that was very strange. And they told him it made their pigs healthier. So he set himself to developing a lignite water that would allow people to, these farmers and ranchers, to give this to their pigs without, or year round, without having to just wait on the coal fired stoves.
Right. Imagine that. And one of the amazing things, and I love the mystery of this water, and by the way, the water comes in clear. So when you order at drwillard.com, you take, you know, the water can be used on a daily basis. The only thing Dr. Willard recommends is that you don't put it in any fizzy water. But what I do, John, and I share this all the time with my listeners, because I've been using Willard water for years now, and how I do it is I just put a drop in the morning in my, I go through a whole thing of purification, and then I have an eye water system, and so my water goes through, like, unless I have my spring water, and then I just use the spring water. But if I don't have the spring water, I do a couple of things to make my water pure. And I have an eye water machine which balances it and is supposed to do all these great things. Who knows, but I do it anyway every morning. And I put my Willard water in it after I'm all done with everything. And that's what I use for my morning water. And I use that morning water to make my dandelion root fake coffee, which tastes just like real coffee in my taste buds today, which I'm fooled every morning because it tastes like real coffee to me. But I use it in that, and I use it in my protein smoothies, and I use a little bit of the water, and I take the water with my vitamins. And so I'm really thrilled, because what that means is that I'm getting all of the absorption that I can possibly get from my products. And that's really what it's about, is making these products, your supplements, work better for you, in my opinion. That's what it does.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. You get more bang for your buck. As I said, we've talked a number of times of this, that if I'm taking my supplements in the morning, I typically like cut my vitamins in half, because I know that my body's getting more out of them. But you can add it to things like tea or smoothies or whatever, and it does make them work better. No, I shouldn't say make them work better. It helps them, the nutrients and the things that you're looking for, like antioxidant green tea, for example, get into your cells a little bit better, and you see better absorption and better utilization of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, to me, is really, you know, I say this all the time. You can't see what's going on inside your body. We don't have X-ray vision. Someday we will. Someday I believe that the technology will be there so that we can peek into a special kind of a mirror, and that reflection back will be what's going on inside, just very much like a CAT scan, an MRI, those kind of, you know, tests that you can go and get to see what's going on. But for right now, we can't. And so I need my vitamins to do the work for me, because I have been born with terrible genes, and I practice epigenetics so that my genes are silenced. The bad genes get silenced. And so this is a very important part of my lifestyle routine, and it should be everybody's. It's drwillard.com, and John, give out the 800 number, please.
Yes, it's 888-379-4552. Once again, that's 888-379-4552.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us, drwillard.com. Don't let any imitations fool you. It's just drwillard.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned right here on Biz Talk Radio. That's biztalkradio.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9. Plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Now we are joined by... getting, by the way, rave reviews, award-winning author Christopher Brown. Tropic of Kansas is his brand new book. This is, boy, this is getting unbelievable reviews, Christopher. You must be so excited.
Oh, I'm delighted, Frankie. It's an exciting time, and I'm delighted to be here with you this morning to talk about it.
Tell me a little bit about your genre and where you like to go and what you like to write about, because it's very exciting stuff.
Well, yeah, it's a science fiction novel. It's kind of a science fiction of the present. It's the story is sort of a dark road trip through dystopia, as a brother and sister are traveling through an America that's turned kind of upside down, and they're seeking sanctuary and trying to navigate their way to sort of find the path to a better future. You know, it's dystopian. It exists in a sort of made-up mirror America on the one hand, but it also tries at the same time to be a work of realism. It's telling a story that, you know, uses elements of everything in the book are things I've seen in the real world, maybe remixed a little bit to try to examine some of the problems and challenges we face, and at the same time tell a hopefully compelling adventure story, a kind of a contemporary thriller, and try to imagine American solutions to American problems in a kind of a more hopeful. Navigate through dystopia to find our way to a more hopeful tomorrow.
Yeah, this genre has really taken off. And why do you think that your books, and especially your last trilogy, was so highly regarded?
I don't have a trilogy, but I think the reason that this book is getting such a great response is that I think it. You know, it sort of bites into the copper wire of a lot of the problems we see simmering in our culture. It does so through a sort of a speculative prism, kind of looking at the world we live in through a funhouse mirror. And by doing that, you can look at the world we live in with sort of fresher eyes. I think we're fascinated by dystopias. I mean, you look at the popularity of The Handmaid's Tale, right, which is one of the most popular television shows out there right now, based on a, I guess, 30-some-year-old novel by Margaret Atwood. And we love it because, not because it shows the world we live in, per se, but it shows aspects of things that we know kind of, you know, want to happen, of some of the latent tendencies in the society, and helps us think about ways to, better handle the issues those deal with.
Right. I'm sorry, I thought you won an award for a trilogy, but it's you won the World Fantasy Award for an anthology, not a trilogy, an anthology.
Yeah, I mean, that was for a collection, an anthology of contemporary Mexican short stories. And the reason that was such a well-received book was that, it was looking at this genre of science fiction, which is traditionally considered, you know, really an American and English and English language genre through a prism of the other side of the border. And, you know, when you go, if you sort of look through America from the other side of the border while we already have, it gives you a really fresh perspective. And so this new book, Tropic of Kansas, the novel I have that just came out week before last from Harper Voyager, the science fiction imprint of HarperCollins, is that it does the same thing in a more sort of grittily adventuresome and hopefully page-turning way.
Mm, wonderful. So are you one of those writers that you are always with paper and pen and never free to really... Your mind doesn't get free at all, or do you have boundaries that you can write during these hours and then go on with your life?
I'm sort of your classic early rising writer who tries to tap into the big fish swimming in the space between dreaming and waking life early in the morning. It's a great time to crank it out before the world wakes up and starts tugging at your shirt sleeves, right?
Yeah.
I'm always thinking about, the issues that I try to deal with in my work are issues I'm thinking about every day, not only when I'm, sitting in the solitude of the old trailer in my yard where I write, but also when I'm kind of navigating through daily life and, dealing with my neighbors or dealing with, community affairs or whatever, and sort of... Seeing the world we live in through that prism and thinking about ways to talk about it from a fresh point of view.
Let me ask you a question. You write in a trailer?
Yeah, I have a 1978 Airstream trailer that I bought when we were building this kind of crazy house we built in a sort of industrial edge land in the eastern edge of Austin, Texas, where we live. And, it was... and then we needed some extra space while we were living in a rent house while we built the house, and we ended up turning it ultimately into my office. So,
oh, how fun!
Came complete with an 8-track tape player and a few very old country 8-tracks, and that's the only thing I kept when I demoed. So
that's great! Oh my gosh!
Another kind of alternate reality.
Yeah, so another. Are you going to take that bullet out on the roads again someday, or is it...
I don't know. It sort of looks pretty parked right now under a mesquite tree, but and it likes being in the shade. But you never know. Maybe if the dystopia I invented or something like it becomes real, I may need to hit the road.
Oh, please. Let's hope not. Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm all about trying to find the better future. So, yeah, thank you.
Well, aren't we all? Isn't that what it's about, Christopher Brown? Tropic of Kansas. What's the best website, please?
You can just go to tropicofkansas.com, harpercollins.com, or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or IndieBound.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us, and congratulations on the rave reviews. And we will be back next time. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and